Hello, everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the Amy and Haley podcast. You may notice that our audio quality is different today. Hopefully not in a bad way.
Yeah. We're bringing it back old school to 6 months ago, Amy and Haley.
Yes, before we had the fancy equipment, the podcast microphone, the podcast editor. It's just pure voice memos.
Yes.
And so, happy 6 months, Haley.
Happy 6 months.
It's special.
It's funny that we're doing a 6 month anniversary when you have your 6 year anniversary coming up tomorrow.
The timing.
What are you guys doing?
Which is also funny. Wait, sorry, separately. Because it's June the 6th.
Oh my gosh. Wait, no. That's the devil's time. Oh no.
Pretend I didn't bring that up. Then we can still be happy.
It is what it is now. This is the devil's episode.
Dark.
Really, it's just gonna be a recap and a mishmash of things.
Yeah, just like, these are probably your favorite episodes because it's crazy. We're hashtag unhinged part two. And basically, willing to talk about anything and everything. Your deepest, darkest secrets right now, Haley.
Oh, no, I'm not ready for that. I'm still waiting to hear what you guys are doing tomorrow.
Oh, it's really simple, actually, because we are going to eat dinner.
That's nice.
Yes, I know.
Where?
I'm not at a fancy place because we're saving money.
Okay.
I realized that we've been going out too much.
Oh.
And so we are trying to like scale back, but also still have fun, you know?
Yeah. No, I
it's a good balance. So we're going to get Korean fried chicken.
Ooh, yum. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we're going to go mini golfing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you're probably thinking, that's expensive, but, you know, it could be more expensive, like going to like a fancy restaurant and, I don't know, skydiving or something, you know, for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it was pretty affordable.
Good. Yeah, I didn't think it was expensive.
Oh, good.
No, that
worried.
Wasn't what I was thinking at all. No, because I do think it is hard deciding, like, how much money you want to spend because life is about having fun.
Oh, yeah.
So you just, now I'm kind of like, yeah, I'll just spend money to have a good time.
Yeah. I should talk to you more.
Well,
you hyped me up. Hyped me up to do all these fun things.
I think sometimes I do really get in a spending spree mood. I'm kind of at like the end of it a little bit because I just went on a trip.
Oh.
And so, you know, seeing all that money on my credit card, I was like, okay, well, I had a good time like just spending money and not really thinking about it. Whereas I feel like when you're here and you like buy something and you see the receipt, like you're really thinking about it. Whereas on the trip, I'm kind of like, yeah, the money is there and it'll, you know, when I get home, that'll be the next thing. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so speaking of your trip, I've been so excited. So to the audience out there listening, even I have not heard about Haley's wonderful trip. So this is like the inside scoop, the first listen.
Yes, okay, get ready. So it was just me and my dad were going on a trip and he broke his foot like 2 days before our trip. And so I was stressing out at the beginning because I'm trying to think of like how to cancel our flight and our hotel and things like that. So I'm calling people, but it's like right before, you know, and all these places have like a 24-hour before you don't get anything sort of thing. And so I'm like trying to figure out what we want to do. And my dad's like, whatever you want. I'm like, can you walk though? Like, can you walk?
Yeah.
And he already like can't really walk. So I already knew we weren't going to be doing strenuous hikes or anything, but I did think we were going to do some hiking because in my head, that's what you do when you go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right?
Hike. Yes.
Right, because like our hikes here are not that great. No. Whereas like in the South, because we went to Tennessee, and there should be good greenery and like waterfalls and things like that, which would be really fun, I thought. But he was like, "Yeah," he's like, "I'll manage," and I'm like, "Okay," like I don't really know. But anyways, it all worked out. We ended up going. We flew into Memphis, and that night we flew in, like we got in about like 11 p.m.
Oh wow, that's late.
Yeah, and I had a headache because sometimes like, you know, when you fly. And so when we landed, my dad wanted to go to Beale Street. Do you know much about?
No, I basically don't know anything about the East anywhere outside of California, actually.
So Beale, like Memphis, is like supposed to be the home of the blues. And that's kind of what it's known for. And Beale Street is, like, a famous street, I guess. Anyways, so, like, basically a street where they have, like, bars. And yeah. sometimes they'll, like, close down the street on the weekends because it's that popular of a place. And mm-hmm. so we went, and it was, like, packed. Like, they had lines to just get onto the street.
Wow.
And then, like, looking inside the street, it was just, like, bodies against bodies. It was, like, packed. And I was like, okay, we came down here, we saw what it was like, but I don't really want to wait in line. I'm tired. Yeah. I have a massive raging headache. But, like, my dad wanted to see it, so, like, we saw it. And I was like, okay. But, you know, like, if we can't get in anywhere, that doesn't really seem fun. And if you're just yeah. going to be, like, standing
the
there...
the whole time.
Yeah. It was, like, it doesn't really seem worth it in my head.
Yeah.
And so we ended up just going back. That was our first night in Memphis.
It's kind of fun, you know? Like, you gotta see something.
Yeah.
You know? Not fun, the headache and being exhausted, but...
Yeah, we gotta see what it was like on a packed...
Right.
...packed night. Because it was Saturday night, and I think, like, Friday and Saturday nights are the nights that it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I think the next day, we went down, like, during the day to see what it was like down there. So we went in some bars, but we were kind of disappointed because we thought there would be more live music. Mm-hmm. Because it's supposed to be the home of the blues, so we yeah. thought there would be, like, bands playing in there. And so I don't know if it's, like... become different over the years, but there was like maybe a few. So it was like cool. We sat down for a bit and it was like cool, but not as exciting as we thought it would be. And it was like yeah. pretty dead, which I understand during the day it'd be dead, but like it was pretty dead. And then the next day, or we don't really have to go in order, but then we just kind of did some like walking around. He can't walk very far, so it was like a 1 mile radius
yeah.
sort of thing, and then his like foot's really hurting. But what was really cool is that they had these like trolleys
uh-huh.
that could kind of like take you a bit, so we would ride that, and it was only like $1.
Oh,
so
that's
that was
cool.
pretty cool. Yeah, yeah, I was like, nice. It doesn't take you like the trolleys themselves don't really take you super far, but we went to a minor league baseball game.
Fun.
They won and it was really
oh.
good. Yeah. And then we went to Graceland, which is Elvis's like home.
Mm.
Which I saw this article before we went that was like his home is less impressive now because of all the economic growth than it was back then.
Oh.
Do you know much about Elvis? Okay, so like he died in like 1977 or something. Mm-hmm. So like this was his home back then and it was like a mansion.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like famous.
Yeah.
But it's like compared to now, it wasn't super impressive. It yeah. was more like the decorations that he put in it was like really cool because he has this like infamous like jungle room, which
oh.
is like decorated like a jungle huh. with like grass on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be like good acoustics and
yeah.
things like that. It was cool. So that's more like I think what you're looking at and less like the rooms of the house themselves,
I
you know?
See.
Yeah. So that was cool. I was telling my friend that I feel like I didn't learn a lot about Elvis necessarily. Like, I feel like the exhibits they had didn't really tell you about his life that much.
Yeah, they want you to watch the movie, Elvis.
Yeah. Have you watched it?
I haven't.
Me neither. But I told my dad, I'm like, we should watch it now.
Yeah.
That we've sort of seen what his life was like.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I know, I didn't really have, like, an urge to watch it, but now I'm like, okay, I'll watch it, I'll see. I feel like I have a good judge now. I've seen Elvis, but one really cool thing that they had was that it was, like, they had all of his, like, concert outfits, so he's known for, like, his jumpsuits and stuff,
yeah.
and so it was, like, this really cool room with, like stacked three... like glass sort of boxes with his like jumpsuits in them, and it was like just surrounded. It was pretty cool to see it because
that
it was like really
cool.
fancy. And then and it's kind of like when you can't walk very far, you don't really, there's not that much to see, so we were kind
pretty
of
limited.
Done.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we were kind of done after like a few days or so. And so then we ended up renting a car and we went to Nashville.
Was that like spontaneous?
Yeah, because we were kind of considering it, but then my dad's like, oh no, it was like people were saying it's too far, but then I looked it up, it's only 3 hours, which
oh,
is like yeah for us here.
Oh,
3 hours
yeah.
is to like Santa Barbara.
I'm going to Death Valley and that's a 4 hour drive.
Yeah, like people drive to Vegas.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so like I feel like I was like 3 hours is perfectly doable.
Yeah.
That's no problem at all. And so we ended up going to Nashville. We saw the Country Music Hall of Fame, mm. which was pretty cool. And we went to the Grand Ole Opry, which I had never been before, so that was cool. And then we saw my dad's friend who moved out there.
Oh, that's cool.
We got to see his house, which I love seeing people's houses.
Oh yeah, it tells you a lot about them.
Yeah, no, it was so clean. Like, it looked like a hotel.
Wow.
No, I know. I was like, did they even live here? Hello? It was eerie. But I was like, you guys literally have nothing, I feel like. I don't know if you guys clean specifically for this, but I don't think so.
You probably Airbnb it out.
No, maybe. But yeah, so because it's just them, and yeah, they're like, so I guess when you get older, you kind of have, I mean, I don't know, I think about my grandparents and they're pretty cluttered, so.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm used to.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, nice. And so then we went to Broadway, which was much better because they have, it's these bars all along the streets and they're all like three stories and they all have a band on each story. Yeah. So like you go in and you can sit down and like get something to drink and just listen to music. And so I like country music. So it was really, really good. That was great. Yeah. I'm glad we ended up going to Nashville because initially we weren't going to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, Nashville was good. And it was really green.
Yeah, that sounds really fun. Did you see anyone famous?
No.
Darn.
I know. I mean, I guess they were... My dad's friend was telling them about, like, all the people that... I guess, like, Kelly Clarkson used to have at home there.
Yeah.
And there was... Oh, yeah. There was, like, you know, Taylor Swift who grew up...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe grew up because we... When we went to the Country Music Hall of Fame, there was this, like, small exhibit for Taylor Swift, and it was, like, she moved out to Nashville at 13. Mm-hmm. And my dad was, like, shocked by that information. He's like, what, 13? So I'm not sure she, like, grew up in Nashville or if that's where she moved.
I think she moved there because she wanted to do country music.
Yeah, yeah. So they were saying that, yeah, she grew up just down the street. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And so he's, like, saying all this stuff. I was like, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it was really good, and the weather was good. The weather here in California has been really sad.
Cold.
Yeah, cold.
Overcast.
It was nice and warm and sunny. That's what really convinced me to, like, want to go.
Go there? Yeah. Get out of here.
I looked at the weather, and I was like, oh, it's nice and warm here, but it's cold here in California, so I think I'll leave. I think I'll go.
Yeah. So was that, like, towards the end of your trip then, and then you headed back here?
Yeah. And then we came home, which ended up being a thing because we missed our connecting flight.
Oh, no!
I know. And then they weren't going to comp our hotel because, like, it wasn't their fault, air traffic control, because there were, like, thunderstorms going on around Texas, which is where our, like, where we were initially flying to. And so air traffic control put, like, a grounding on that airport, and so our initial flight was delayed an hour.
Yeah.
And so then when we landed, they're like, oh, we have 8 planes in front of us, so we don't have a gate. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then by the time we get off the plane was when our flight, like, should have left already.
Yeah.
And so then when we make it to, like, our gate, there wasn't even anyone there to help us. And I'm like, okay. And then there was another people on the flight that, missed their connect, like, they were also going to Santa Ana, which I thought was a surprise because it seems random to be in Houston on the same flight going to Santa Ana, because Santa Ana is not the popular one that people go to. So,
but that's crazy because actually we almost missed our flight when I went to Portland Santa Ana, because we landed in San Francisco and they didn't have a gate for us for Santa. They're doing something to the Santa Ana airport. Yeah, they said, like, oh, the gate will show up eventually. Like, we don't know what gate it's going to be at. And so our flight to Santa was the only one that was, like, blank. Like, it didn't have a gate number. Mm. And so we kept waiting and waiting. And then, like, soon it's like, oh, our flight is going to go soon.
Yeah.
And we kept, like, asking. And the lady was just like, oh, yeah, well, it should be just, like, either gate E1 or E2. Okay. But I'm like, but it's almost, like... going, you know. So then we kind of, like, walked by, and I think it was, like, probably, like, 10-15 minutes before it was supposed to take off, and then we see, like, people, like, lining up, and then we asked both those gates, and then one of the people was like, oh yeah, this one is going to Santa Ana, but the, like, the big screen said San Diego. They're like, okay. And so when we got on, like, people were already, like...
Oh, they were already on.
On.
And oh, I'm they like, were waiting for you?
Yeah. No. I was like, well, how did anyone else know? Yeah. Right? And then yeah. in my head, I was like, oh, maybe most of the people are going to San Diego.
Oh.
Right? So, and then they just, like, had it... Oh, they're going to stop at Santa Ana, and then they're going to go to San Diego? I don't know.
That seems odd.
And then I was wrong, because they all got off at
Santa Ana. I was going to say, that doesn't really make sense, I don't think.
I was trying to reason with myself.
Well, that makes sense, because I would also be confused. I'd be like, how did you guys know?
Yeah, how did you all know?
Yeah. I mean, were you seated next to someone? Was it a small, just like two?
Yeah, it was a two, oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I totally get you. We could have missed that flight.
So then, the people that were like, they weren't helpful at all. They're like, we're not gonna comp your hotel, but you can like ask for a refund from United kind of thing. And I was like, oh my god. And so like, they only had one ticket out of LA, I mean going to LA, and but someone else took it because we were like the last ones. There are like three groups of people. We were like the third one, and then so that guy took it, and then the only flight was the next morning. And so I was like, okay. And then we were starting to leave the airport, and then I was like, wait, Dad, we should just see if we can get like on standby for that LA flight. Because okay, what are we gonna do, just wait anyways? And it's fine, like if they can't get us on, then that's okay, but if they can, then that'll be worth it. And so we ended up waiting, and we ended up getting on the flight to LA. So
that's,
I was like,
awesome.
Oh, okay, cool. So then we came back that night instead of having to come back that next morning.
Yeah.
But it was like stressful because, you know, I like because we didn't want to text my mom at first saying like, oh, our plane is delayed, because we weren't sure if we were going to miss the connecting flight or not. Because I was hopeful. On the plane, I was like, everything ends up working out, I think, for the most part. So I'm like, it's fine. It's not a big worry until we miss it. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, now I'll text my mom saying, hey, we missed our connecting flight. And then she's trying to call me while I'm like, okay, I can't answer this because I'm trying to, like, figure out what to do.
Plus, you will have answers for her anyways.
Yeah.
Until you figure out what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I texted her a picture of the ticket to Santa Ana the next morning, and I was like, this is our flight, it's gonna be tomorrow. And then I ended up calling her and being like, actually, we're gonna see if we can wait on standby, see if we can get on, but I'll let you know.
Aw, that's wonderful. It worked out in the end.
Yeah. Yep, it all worked out. It was a good trip, I think. But you know how we were talking a few episodes ago about how, like, I don't really think I'm a traveler?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I stand by it, I think.
I was gonna say, good job. Like, it sounds like it was, like, pretty, like, decently planned out.
Yeah, well, it was all spur of the moment. Like, there were some things, obviously, we knew we wanted to hit, but, like, just the fact that I was just like, okay, we're, like, done with Memphis. Let's go to, like, because apparently Memphis is, like, a big crime capital. And so I saw my cousin there. He's a firefighter. And he was like, yeah, just make sure you're careful. Like, don't leave downtown because... And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's kind of worrying. Yeah. I'm like, what are you going to do? Not leave downtown? I was like, well, we did everything here. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Oh, yeah. We saw the Civil Rights Museum, which apparently is where MLK was at.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, me neither. Wow. Until we were, like, walking. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
So, overall, good. I haven't traveled in a while, but yeah, I think it's helpful when you have someone who, like, has stuff. So, like, if we travel together at some point, I think that would be really fun.
Yeah.
Because you could plan it a bit, and then I'll, like, have input and stuff, but it was just kind of like, I was like, Dad, what do you want to do? He's like, whatever you want to do. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have ideas. Also, what I would want to do, which is, like, walk around, you can't do that. I know, I was like, should we have brought a wheelchair? Like, that'd be easier. I'm like, I don't mind pushing you.
Yeah.
Although, like, I might be tiring for me, but then we'd both be tired, and that's fine. So, yeah.
Aww.
Should we travel somewhere?
I was actually thinking about that. No, the other night, because I was missing you so much, I was laying in my bed, and I was like, should Haley and I travel somewhere? But I never got anywhere. I think I jumped around in my head. I was like, oh, we should go to San Diego or, like, Palm Springs. Because I was in the mood.
Ooh.
So, like, while you were gone, I was like, I just want to, like, get away.
Mm-hmm.
But not, like, the kind of getaway where you need to, like, do things.
Yeah.
More, okay, like locally, mm-hmm, where we can chill.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's chill.
Yeah.
I'm 100% down.
Are
let's
you
do
ready
it.
To chill?
Yeah.
So then I was also going to text you, but then I was like, no, you're on vacation. Why would I, like? So I was going to be like, how many vacation days do you have left?
I actually have a good amount.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Maybe we can do, like, a 3-day weekend thing.
Okay. Like, on a holiday, like the 4th of July.
Or just, like, not a holiday.
Okay, just, like, take...
Yeah, take the vacation.
Take a Monday. Are we taking... My question...
Take the Monday.
Take the Monday.
Always take the Monday. You're not into taking the Mondays?
Okay, when you think about a three-day weekend, is it, like, you know, 2 days of vacation and then 1 day of, like, coming back and relaxing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it not like that?
No, that's what I would think. But in that case, I would want Friday and Saturday to vacation. And then Sunday, when I'm coming back, feels like Sunday to just veg.
No, but then if you think about it, the Friday... I mean, if you come back on the Monday and you're, like, you're already chilling and you're like, oh, relax, da-da-da-da. And you're like, oh, I gotta go to work. But then it's like, oh, this is a four-day weekend. Doesn't make it as bad, you know?
That's true.
So it's like... getting like two happy like kind of sparks in you. It's like woo, vacation, and then woo, 4 day weekend.
Oh, okay.
As opposed to like I'm getting it off and then vacation's over.
But it is like 4 day, it's like 4 day week and then woo, vacation, you know, you're 4 day. But also I feel like Fridays are like less work days.
Mm-hmm.
So like Monday is the day that I want to be at work because that's when like stuff is happening.
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's
I
like Friday
Monday because it's work.
But then I feel like then you have more work on Tuesday because you missed a Monday versus missing a Friday. I feel like you have less work when you come back.
That's so funny because, like, we both have the same idea but different, like, angles. And
yeah.
I'm like, I agree. Monday is a lot of work.
That's why I want to
miss it.
That's funny.
Also, though... I am biased because Mondays are the days I go into work.
Oh.
So if I skip Monday, then I only go into work on Wednesday.
Okay, that makes sense. Some regular people don't get to live your life of luxury, Amy.
So, yeah. Funny, we were on the same page.
Nice. Like we normally are.
I know, yeah, right?
Not surprising.
So, I want to tell you, you were gone for a week. What did I do in that week? I dove back into reading. And in the midst of missing Haley, what do? Choose the book that I borrowed from the Haley Library.
That's great.
And that was If He Had Been With Me by Something Something.
I love Something Something. So great.
A black book cover, a lollipop.
Mm-hmm. You've all seen it. It's on TikTok.
Crushed lollipop. And so I want to talk about it.
Yes, let's.
So if people out there have not listened to this, it's about to go spoiler review the entire way now.
Okay. What would you rate it?
Are we going to go 1, 2, 3?
Sure.
I don't even remember what you rated it. Yeah, which is why we need to know.
Well, should I see? Because I think this brings back our, you know, our question that's like, oh, how much do you rate something if it, like, evokes strong feelings?
I thought about you, too, yeah. As I closed the book, I was like...
Because I think my rating is higher...
Because of that.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's... Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Three stars. Yes, 3 stars. What a book. What a roller coaster ride.
Like, not a good 3 stars, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, right.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Clarifying for listeners...
Oh, yes.
That 3 stars was just 3 because it evoked such rage.
Yeah.
I mean... I wouldn't say rage. There are other books that have caused me more rage. Just, like, what? Okay, let's get into it.
Right from the beginning, so it's like one of these books, right? Where, you know, that you know something bad is going to happen because they show it to you in the first chapter.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they just take you on this journey, meeting the character, da-da-da-da. So I thought the main character... I forgot her name. Do you remember her name?
No, it was a long time ago.
Oh, Autumn.
Oh, wow. That was... Oh, right. Autumn and Finn.
Yes. Autumn and Finn.
Okay. Shall we sum it up?
Yeah.
For the people who haven't read it.
Yeah.
Although I think people who haven't read it don't listen. Because why would I want to listen to a book I haven't read yet? But anyways, it is about these two kids who live next door to each other. And their moms are friends, and so they have to be friends. And so they were more friends when they were younger, as it tends to be. And when they go to high school, they sort of just stop being friends. And he goes into a different group than she does.
Mm-hmm.
And this story is told from Autumn's perspective of her life in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. Spoiler.
That is, yeah.
He dies.
But it's not even like you knew he was gonna... I don't know. I just felt like... everything that led up to it did not make sense to me.
The whole book made no sense. I'm reading it and is like, is this literature? Like, am I, like, I don't understand. Her, like, Autumn's thoughts are, like, not thought. Like,
they're not.
Do you know?
Yeah.
I was just, like, reading just to get through it because genuinely, I'm like, I don't know what's happening. Like, they're not describing. Like, a lot of books you read in high school, romances, are, like, they describe what happens, like, during the school year.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how you sort of place what's happening. I feel like you, it just, I'm fine with it, like, skipping a lot of the things, but it's, like, it had nothing. No substance.
No, it was just, like, oh, we were eating lunch.
That's it. It's just them eating lunch.
And it was funny because I'm just like you said, I was reading through it and I was like, what happened? Like, it was just like, eating lunch. At home. Eating lunch.
Yeah, and like, big things that you think that they would kind of talk about is like, not really talked about at all.
No.
And it's like, okay. And it's like, that's the other thing, she has these friends.
Yeah.
And I thought her boyfriend, okay, she has like a boyfriend all through high school, which is like, okay, obviously you could tell she doesn't love him. And I'm like, what?
No, I was gonna say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, obviously, you're not, you don't have a good relationship at all, but you were together 4 years. And also, I thought he was cheating on her with her friend for so long, way before it even, I guess, started happening.
I already knew in my head.
Yeah, no, it was already done. So when it was, he was just like, oh, it just happened. I'm like, it just happened? I swear it's been happening this whole time. It was just like, it was so weird. And then the relationship, like Autumn and Finn's, was just like, I don't. And it's like, all of a sudden, I love him.
Yeah.
Like, no, duh.
Oh my gosh, that was my same reaction. Okay, so you're, imagine reading this book, right? And you're just like, oh, same routine. Lunch, home, lunch, home. Minor, like, thoughts of like, I don't love my boyfriend. Do I love my boyfriend? I don't love my boyfriend. And then random moments with her and Finn, right? And random moments, we get like childhood moments, but if you're not flashing back to childhood moments and you're just going through like when she walks by Finn and she's like, oh, his hair or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, randomly, you go to a game, he falls and he hits his head on the floor, and then you're like, I love him.
Yeah, like, you don't get the like slow burn. It's like nothing. She just like thinks about him occasionally and like very light thoughts, like just like pass by thoughts.
Yeah.
And then all of us, like, it's like, okay, you could obviously tell it's gonna lead like, oh, you love him.
Yeah.
But why?
No. Yeah, we don't get why.
No, I'm like, she has no personality, no like thoughts. I'm like, what? So weird. Also, when I first started the book, I don't know if you got this too, but I thought it was like gonna tell it from two sides of the,
oh, what, like Finn and then her?
No, like, I thought it was like two realities that were happening, because especially at the beginning it was kind of confusing because she goes, oh, I didn't dye my hair, and then it goes, I dyed my hair.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I thought it was like telling two different realities, one where she like dyed her hair and became this cool kid and mm-hmm. formed this other, and then one where she didn't dye her hair and she was friends with Finn.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's where it was going, because I was kind of confused in the beginning. because that one specific part, I thought you didn't dye your hair. And all of a sudden you dyed your hair. I was like, what? So that sort of, I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, wait, what?
No, I think like reading it, it's probably just like an entire, like the author showcasing what it's like to be in someone's head who is like mentally ill.
Oh.
Because like nothing, like you, like when I was initially reading it, I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like, her thoughts are everywhere. There's no like straight storyline. Things just happen. But then it's funny because I was ranting to my boyfriend and he was like, it's probably because the author is showcasing.
Oh, so this is him.
Yes. And I was like, oh, because then it's like nothing is really the reality, because it's like her reality.
You think?
Yeah, it makes sense. Everything was like discombobulated, disconnected.
But I feel like that's not the impression that like the author gives. Like, do you really think? Well, now I'm like, I have to read up on it, because I'm like, is that the case?
Because also, remember, like, we get like small moments where she is depressed.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But we're in her head, so like she's obviously gonna like play it down, you know, like the deep dark emotions that she feels. like playing it off, you know, like, oh, I have to go see the like psychiatrist, not a big deal. But it is a big deal. We're in her head. So she's like affecting how we perceive everything.
Okay. See, I thought it was like, oh, this is just the thoughts of like a high school girl who like doesn't really care, is what I was thinking. I was like, oh, that makes sense, I guess. Is this what high school girls are like?
But I do need to ask you something. And if I had my notebook here, it would say, ask Haley. So the ending was really confusing for me because I thought Finn didn't die.
Oh.
Because how did he die?
Electrocution.
Oh, how?
The power lines? So he gets in a car accident.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then he gets out. So he's in a car accident with his girlfriend. And so he's breaking up with his girlfriend because he loves Autumn too. And so, okay, so... I wonder if this sounds really different. Oh, well.
Maybe better quality.
Second half. Okay, so he is in the car because he's breaking up with his girlfriend. Something happens. He gets in a car accident. Mm-hmm. She flies out the window, I feel like, because she didn't have her seatbelt on. Mm-hmm. And he goes out to help her, see if she's okay. And there's a downed power line, and it's raining. And so apparently there's, like, water and electricity. And so he puts his hand down to, like, help her. And she was like... The girlfriend is, like, out of the harm's way. There's no, like, not by the puddle. Mm-hmm. And he puts his hand in and gets electrocuted and dies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I read that so many times, I just didn't understand.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Or, like, maybe I, like, every single time I skip the power line part.
Maybe.
Or, yeah. And I was like, oh, because basically imagine me reading it. Oh, he puts his hand down. And then the next thing is, like, oh, he's dead.
You're like, weird.
Yeah. So I thought, like, oh, maybe the author didn't write it clearly, where he, like, laid down and then a car ran him over.
Oh, yeah. Because I did think a car was going to hit him.
Yeah.
And that's not what happened. It did surprise me. Did you cry?
No, I was...
Oh, I cried a little bit.
I was sad. Angry.
It's just sad to think an 18-year-old boy dead.
That's true. But what about the girl? 18-year-old girl, too.
I thought she lived.
Wait, she lived?
I don't think she died.
Oh my gosh. What kind of book did I read?
We actually read separate books.
We read separate books.
Did you know she's writing a book from Finn's perspective?
Oh no, but...
It's coming out.
I don't know if I'd read it.
Okay, but here's my thought. If what your boyfriend is saying is that it's because she's mentally ill, then in that case, is his gonna make sense?
Maybe. Oh, I remember something else now. And then yes. because remember when he was talking to her and Finn was telling Autumn that, oh, the girl said that you didn't want to be their friend anymore because...
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't cool or something like that. And then she said, no, they kicked us out.
Yeah.
So then I think, like, that was also, like, a little bit of, like, oh, her perception of reality is...
Oh, I thought that was just, like, typical teenage drama. You know, when you're like, oh... Like, they said you didn't want to be friends. It's like, no, that's not what happened. You know, because, like, you could say something and someone takes it as, like, oh, you don't want to be friends anymore. And just, like, you know, and you don't really, like, say anything about it. And so then it just happens that you're not friends.
Mm, yeah.
Because my cousin and I, we used to be closer when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And when all, like, our family parties, we used to play, like, Nintendogs on our DSs together.
Nintendo.
Yeah. And then one day... At a party, she didn't come up to me and ask. And so I'm shy. And so I didn't do anything either. And then ever since that, we were like not really that close anymore. Because I was like, oh, she doesn't want to play. Well, yeah. Fine, me neither. And then it just ended up being like that.
Aww.
I know, isn't that
sad? It is sad.
But it could be my perception is false. But that's what I feel like happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's just like one of those things that you guys both, you know, sort of make. Different decision.
Yeah. So reading Finn's perspective, we could know
what really happened.
What really happened.
Because I'm like, how did people like this book? It had not, like, yeah, it's sad. I also, like, didn't go where I thought it was because, like, if he had been with me, I thought it was more, like, unrequited love than it was, like, literally, if he had been with me on this day at that time, he wouldn't have died. Seems less, like...
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Like, less cool.
I felt like the book was... Like, the writing style? Very, like, a high schooler. but maybe on purpose, because this is a high school book about a girl in her head, so you have to write it like the girl in her head.
I know, I get it. Not but, for me.
Was that our heads when we were in high
school? I know, I'm like, no.
And she wore a tiara all the time.
Yeah, which is like not really a problem, but she didn't really have like a point to it.
Maybe it's like symbolic, like, you know, in those... In our AP literature classes, like, you have to, like, really dive into, like, why she feels like she needs to be a princess outwardly.
Mm, that's true. Mm-hmm. I feel like you really...
It's a credit seminar.
Yeah, you've really gone into analysis on this.
I just kind of... talked to my boyfriend.
Apparently, he's very into it. He's very intense.
He's really analytical. Oh, okay. I was just like, this doesn't matter. I was so mad.
No, I was literally just like, this one's not my cup of tea. But I can sort of see what he's saying, but I feel like maybe.
Also, at the end, was she pregnant?
Yeah.
Okay. I was 80%.
Oh, yeah. She was 100% pregnant, and she goes, now I have something to live for. I guess. Okay.
Yeah, that
Finn
was.
Finn lives inside me. Ew.
That was, and it was like a paragraph. It was just like, boom. And then, yeah. and then.
I was like, people love this book.
Did they, though?
You
say it's on TikTok, but I've never seen it on my TikTok.
Well, that's good, because your TikTok knows you then. No, literally, it was supposed to be, like, something that, like, because I thought it was going to be one that, like, really made me cry. I did tear up just because it's sad that an 18-year-old boy dies, mm-hmm. but I didn't, like, I felt no connection, really. Like, you don't really know anything about him, really.
You don't know anything about him.
About anyone. You don't
Honestly,
know anything
though.
About anyone. Her boyfriend? I'm like, hello? I know nothing about you.
We just know that he wants sex.
And she never gave it to him.
Yeah.
No, literally. I was like, she's like, oh my god, I love him. Yeah. I just think it was kind of like frustrating to get through the book.
Yeah.
To get to the end. Because yeah. I think that's what like really pulls you in, is that at the beginning you know what happens.
Yeah.
So now I'm just trying to get through the book to like get
See
there.
See how, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. If I had read it in more than one day, I don't think I would have finished it, you know, because you put it down and you think, mm-mm.
You're right. I did that too. I was like, I have to finish this.
You have to. Yep. Good thing it's like short.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's also what helped.
Yeah.
I was like, I can do this.
Yeah, and our friend was saying like the chapters are short.
Oh yeah.
So you just like get through it and mm-hmm. on to the next, and it's like it helps get through it.
Yeah.
It was painful. But 3 stars.
3 stars, not 2.
Why 3?
Well, I do think that going back to the it evoked emotion from me, like you can hear how passionate we are as we're talking about this book. 2 stars would be like I tried to get through it, and I was also really indifferent about anything that happened. Didn't care about the characters and didn't care about the plot.
Yeah. Wait, did you rate The Kingdom of the Wicked too?
Probably.
Okay, yeah.
Those were I was so disappointed.
That was very disappointing. But like surprisingly, because I feel like I also rated it a 2, but like obviously the writing was better.
Yeah. It had the fantasy element, you know?
Yeah, that we like. But yeah, like, just the fact that I can remember it after reading it a while ago, I think, like, warrants the 3, because I'm like, it is very memorable. I could tell you exactly how he died, because I know, which is rare for me.
I remember our conversation. So this is before we started the podcast. Haley and I, we started reading books, and then we would come together and we would review them, our own little book club, right? Now we're expanding our book club to you.
Yes.
Anyways, one of the books we had read in the beginning was Kingdom of the Wicked. And when I look back at our talk on that, my favorite memory is when we were like... Do you already know?
Yes!
Like, who is which prince? There's greed, there's envy, but there's lust or whatever. Like, they're all the same.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell
who was
who.
The same feeling.
Yeah.
So the word means nothing to me. And so in our head, they were all, like, sort of the same person. Yeah, the same. So we're trying to describe to each other which person we're talking about. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was this person. Yeah. She's like, oh, I thought it was this person. I thought this person did that.
Yeah. No, it was this person.
In our heads, just one person.
Yeah.
You have the main guy, and then you have one brother. Who's yeah. all the brothers in one. Because we could not tell you the difference.
No. Yeah. Oh, good times, good times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, the fact that I saw one... Okay, because
I saw this reel on Instagram that I saved about this book because it was the reel saying, wow, this book is so good. And then I look at the comments, and I guess maybe in the other TikToks, either I didn't look at the comments or like didn't scroll far enough, or mm-hmm. the creator like deleted the comments or something had to have happened, because I'm looking at the comments here on this reel and they are so funny because they're like, this book was so bad. They're like, I hate that she called him Finny the whole book. Otherwise, yeah. I wouldn't have read it. And I'm like, dude, I totally agree. I'm with you. Wait, I'm going to see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Because they're so funny.
Whenever I go on TikTok or Reels, I read the comments all the time. Because they're like their own entertainment. You got the video and then you got the comments.
That's smart. No, yeah, actually some, they're so funny. Yeah. Anyways, I probably won't be able to find it because my organization is not good. But yeah, I was like, if I had read the comments on this before, I can't believe it. Can you believe that? That's like a raved about book. People love it. Also, people hate it, sorry.
In a way, maybe I can believe it because, you know, lately there's like lots of like polarizing opinions on books and it makes them really popular. And sometimes you only see one side, so then you think, like, for example, oh, it's good, okay. But then you miss the other side of it, and it's actually really bad. Add that under our belt as one of those books.
I'm glad that you read it. I'm sorry, but also, how exciting.
I know. Gives us a shared moment.
Yeah, but can you imagine the disappointment? Like, I bought that book.
Yeah, I'm giving it back to you. Woo! Dodged a bullet there.
No, I literally thought it was gonna make me cry. Like, bawl my eyes out.
You know,
it did not.
You should give that book as a present to someone.
Someone I hate. Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. There is a coworker that, like, tends to like a lot of the TikTok books. So maybe, in that case, she'll like it. And then I won't feel that bad.
Yep. Then it's hers now. It's up to her to do what she wants with the book.
I just can't believe it. Yeah. I'm glad you read it. But I started reading on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. What was your plane
good so
read?
Far. The Dead Romantic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not very far in.
That's our book coming up in two book reviews from now.
Yeah, but it's because I was kind of in like a, like not really feeling like I was reading. Plus, so initially I was reading this other book on the plane there, and I think that contributed partially to, like, my headache, because it wasn't that good. But it was, like, really descriptive and stuff.
Yeah.
And was, like, really intense and, like, long. And I was like, oh, struggle. So I didn't bring that one on the flight back, and then I brought this one. But also I read a book that was really good, and I was like, oh, okay, so that one kind of brought me in it. This one was a TikTok book, so I was impressed. It's called The No Judgment Zone. By Ellie Wilde. That one was really good.
Oh, okay. If I had my phone, I would look up the cover. And be like, oh yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Yeah, show it to me. A rom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looks cute.
Yeah. It was really good.
Nice.
10 out of 10.
Well, I just went to the library recently.
Over there.
And I checked out a bunch of books really excited for.
Okay, that's good.
So I checked out, have you heard of the book Caraval?
Oh yeah. I thought you read that one already.
Have you read it?
No.
I haven't read it.
Oh, that's surprising.
So I have that.
Okay.
Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Oh, I like that one.
Nice.
Is that one like the Beauty and the Beast road telling?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
Oh, good.
I haven't read the second one though. Sorry,
is that telling? Well, actually no, sometimes if you just read one book and you're just like, I think this is enough for me,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really, like, you know, yeah. you could not want to read the second
book. I think
book.
It like wasn't out yet, maybe, or they didn't have it at the library, but also maybe it could be anything. Yeah,
I'll tell you how it goes.
Okay.
There's a one with a dragon.
Okay.
It's like, and then there's like a little human in there. I think it's like, No Shadows, something.
Oh, okay.
It's a fantasy book.
Okay. Classic dragon.
Classic.
I would assume so.
Oh, yeah. It was actually nonfiction.
True story.
So I have like those ones, which I think are like more like fantasy or slash fantasy romance.
Okay.
And then I have two romance books. So one of them is, okay, that was a little scary.
Imagine everything gone.
So now I grab my book tote so I can actually show Haley. Once Upon a Broken Heart, mm-hmm. by Stephanie Garber. This is my reads for June and hopefully just June and not into July as well. Carval. Oh, shoot. It's the same person? Wow. I didn't know that.
What a surprise.
Incredible. I just put these on hold. I didn't get them, like, myself. So I wouldn't have known that were next to each other. There we go. The Shadow of the Gods.
Okay, that one's a thick boy.
By John Gwynn. And so I have two romance books. So one of them, you're going to be really happy because this is the one you recommended me.
Oh, no, I'm scared then. Oh!
Better Than the Movies by Lynn Painter. You bought this one.
Yeah.
And you told me it was good.
It was good.
So I'm adding that to my list.
I'm scared, though.
Don't be scared.
You probably won't like it.
And then I needed another romance book to balance out these fantasy books that I have.
Right.
So I had gone to the library with my boyfriend and to drop off some books. And I said to him, this is the new release section. Do you see all these romance books? They look all the same in the cover. So you'll know it's a romance book. Choose one for me.
Okay.
So this is a blind. I usually check my Goodreads before mm-hmm. I choose a book, but I did not check Goodreads for this one.
Wait, so you still haven't looked at Goodreads?
Nope, I still haven't. I promised I would not. It's called Meant to Be Mine. So Haley is reading the back of it now. Even I have not read the back of that
book.
That
sounds good.
So yes, those are my reads for June.
Okay, that's exciting.
Very exciting. I put my paperback books in this really, really nice crocheted book holder. It fits perfectly.
That's wonderful. Look at that.
Ooh!
That's great news.
Yeah, this really cool friend of mine.
Wonder who. Wow, it actually works really
it
well.
It's really nice.
That's great news. No, that's great. That makes me happy.
Yes. And so, yes, books galore. Love books. On a separate note, so while you were gone, I had a dream about you. And I dreamed that you invited me over to your house. And you said, Amy, I need you. My family needs you to come over right away. So I came as fast as I could. And then inside your house was basically Candyland.
Ooh.
Like from top to bottom. Everything. The chairs, the TV, everything was candy and cakes.
Ooh.
And so you said, we bake too much, Amy. We need you to help us eat all of this. And I was really nervous because that's a big ask. I don't usually eat a lot of cakes. But then I grabbed a spoon and I said, let's do this.
Aw, that's nice. We're just fattening you up to eat you.
Yeah, basically. Apparently. Yeah. Okay. Just like Hansel and Gretel.
Yep.
And the House of Candy.
Was that the end of it?
No, then after that, I think I teleported to my house where there was a graduation going on.
Interesting.
And so one of my friends went to Brown, and so she was having her graduation there.
Oh, nice.
In my backyard.
Oh, okay. It's a good backyard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she saw me, and she's like, oh my gosh, you need a tour of Brown.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, okay, yeah. And immediately we were transported to Brown.
Nice.
And then she said, okay, so I'll meet you at the cafeteria. And then she left. And I said, oh, no, I don't know where the cafeteria is. And so I was really, really scared. And I was walking around. And you know me, like, I don't want to ask people if I could just find a map and figure out where the cafeteria is.
Exactly.
So I'm walking. And then I see this guy.
Ooh.
And no. And have you ever seen someone but you like know them but they don't look like them? in a dream or anything like that? Like, you're I think that's you, but you don't look like you.
Okay.
So it was this guy from college, and he was in, like, one of my, a couple of my classes because I was in, like, a program at my college.
Okay.
And so we had cohorts, and so we were all in the same class. Anyways, it was him, but he got, like, plastic surgery or something. And I was like, oh, hey. And he's like, oh, my gosh. I said, what are you doing here? And he was like, oh, I decided to get another education at Brown. I said, that's wonderful. Okay, I'm going to go look for the cafeteria now. And then I saw my friend at the cafeteria, and she was eating with her friends, and I sat down with her. But then they all, like, gave me a strange look.
Aww.
And I immediately woke up. Because that's too much anxiety.
So basically, they all turn to you, and you wake up.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
Yeah, right? It's like, you don't belong.
Oh my gosh! That's
horrific. Yeah, but at least I had, like, a really good meal before I went to Brown.
That's true. I'm glad that I was able to be featured in your dream. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
you. For saying thank you.
Do you normally have, like, vivid dreams like that?
Yeah, actually. It's quite common.
Oh, okay. Cool, cool. But that's your first time dreaming of me?
Yeah.
How can that be?
Do you dream of me?
Probably.
There's probably. No judging until you have a dream of me and can recall it.
Okay, well, next time I have a dream about you, I'll text you right away.
Okay, you also can't lie about it.
I would never lie.
Okay.
I'm never a liar.
Anyways, I think we've...
I mean, we didn't even talk about our 6-month anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be next time.
No.
Now.
Right now.
This one is so long.
So long.
Maybe I'll just cut out my Tennessee part.
But I like your Tennessee part.
But that was just me telling you.
I liked it.
Well, we'll see. This is really long.
Okay, what if we title this one The Longest Episode Ever?
6-month anniversary.
Yeah. Or 6 years. So how do you feel, Haley?
I feel good.
How do you feel that we're entering our 6 months of podcasting?
I feel good.
Me too.
Done. Check. I think, I don't know. I did think at this point we would sort of have it together.
You don't think we have it together?
No. I'm not, maybe, is that just me?
In what sense?
You don't think so?
What does have it together really mean?
Okay. Well, this is not an attack.
I'm ready for it.
Because I know you're busy. But also for me, I forget what episodes we're doing, the order, and things like that. Mm-hmm. I always have to check things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also that we would have our Instagrams out,
mm-hmm.
like, on Tuesday.
You know what I mean?
Like, I thought it'd be like, yep, we're good. We're in the motion. I don't feel like I'm in the motion. Like, not just, you know what I mean? Not
just
Instagram, but, like, also my motion is not, I don't have a schedule, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I edit it when it needs to get edited. I'm editing last night. Oh, yeah, and that's the other thing, that our luggage almost got lost, which I had my computer in because I was supposed to edit. I know. I'm impressed with myself. That I got the episodes out because I was like, we'll see what happens. Anyways, we got our luggage on Sunday because they had it dropped off at our house. And that's my laptop was in, which has all our episodes on it.
That's scary.
No, I know. I was like, imagine I have to tell Amy, hey, just a heads up. I
record LMS.
But I would think, oh yeah, every Saturday maybe I sit down and edit. And then I don't. Sometimes it's Saturday, sometimes it's Sunday, sometimes it's Monday. You know, ideally, maybe the day after we record. I thought I would be in the groove of things. Mm. I would know what we're doing. I did not know Six Crimson Cranes.
Was the next book?
Yeah.
Ah.
I thought, oh yeah, we're good. Because tomorrow, in my head, we recorded it. So that's the next one. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't even on our spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
I was also confused, right? Because I didn't know that we had that episode. I forgot we recorded it. But that is actually maybe good on us.
I know. We're so smart.
Yeah. We were just like content, and then we forgot to update our...
Yeah, because, like, we like to read, and necessarily not in the order that we put on our thing, and that's... Yeah, because, like, in my head, I was like, oh, we've already done a book episode, so I was like, oh, I can read whatever I want. Mm-hmm. And then when I was editing our podcast, we said, okay, next week's episode is Six Crimson Cranes, and I was like, what? I haven't read it. Like, at the thing, I'm like, oh my god! I didn't even take it on the trip because I was like, yeah, that's a later thing. Sorry about that. I keep forgetting.
It's okay.
I'm like, you're light years ahead of us. You've read all of them already. And I was like, I gotta catch up. Anyways,
that's my thought. It's like that, you know?
You're like, our vibes are different.
Yeah.
And they go good together.
Yeah. And we've discussed it before. It's like, if you read it too far in advance, you'll forget it. And you'll be like, you won't remember. And then...
Yeah.
And I want you to remember.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a horrible episode.
Yeah. Horrible.
I'm like, oh, did that happen?
Yeah.
That's interesting. But maybe that's coming to bite me in the butt. But I'm like, Haley, maybe you should read them more ahead of time. Because let's be honest. Get them out of the way. But I also feel like I don't like rules... I don't like people telling me what to do, even though it's me.
Too many rules.
I'm telling myself what to do. I'm like, Haley, read this. I'm like, no, I don't want to. You know what I mean? Anyways, how are you feeling? Honest thoughts?
I feel like we're doing great.
Okay, no, we are. Here's the other thing. I was looking at our analytics. We had eight people listen to our Ether episode on Tuesday.
Excellent.
And I was like, who are these people? Because I feel like we have at least five of us.
Of us.
So then there's three out there who don't know us.
Yes.
But maybe that's not the case. Maybe all eight of them are our friends.
I know. Not that it's bad. That's
not
great.
No, we love you guys.
Great. Love you.
So I was like, wow.
Yeah. I think that, there's just not enough credit given to you for editing the episodes.
Oh, no.
It's
not that
every
much.
Week. Nope. It's don't downplay
you do
what
all
you
of our,
do.
You do all of our Instagram posts. You do all of our ideas. You have to do everything. No, that's
not
way
on
better.
Time.
There is no time. It's whenever.
But you have a time, which is why it's like
well, no,
better.
I don't have a time.
Anyways, so people listening, drop a heart
on those
Instagram posts. Heart for Haley for getting our podcast out every week. It wouldn't be done without Haley.
Or Amy. Our Instagram is Amy and Haley Podcast.
Yes.
We also have a TikTok. Also, should we make stickers?
Yeah. Comment below.
I thought I would have my life together. I think that's the problem, also. It's not just the podcast. It's everything, but whatever.
To me, I think the podcast is well together. It's got a schedule. See, so the things that equal togetherness, schedule, structure, schedule, posting.
For schedule.
Posting on Tuesdays. No. Who schedules? Posting on Tuesdays. They come out on Tuesdays.
You're so fast. Because I looked at our schedule today, and you already put tomorrow on our schedule. I was like, wow. Because I did not do that. I thought that was next, and I didn't change anything. I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
Don't worry. I got this.
Yeah, no, Amy's got it. Amy's schedule.
Got the Excel sheet.
All situated.
Because without that Excel sheet, I would be lost. Which was why I was lost today. Excel sheet wasn't updated.
My bad.
No,
sorry.
No.
No, I was like...
My bad.
I'm like, wow, we didn't put it in. We just recorded it. It's all fun.
It was just because we were so excited to record
yeah.
it. Sometimes we're just so excited that I think maybe it ties into this podcast is a culmination of our friendship, and our friendship is not work, it is love.
Play.
And yes. Play and love is not always work.
What?
therefore, we're having a good time, and I think that's success to me.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is that we're having a good time still, 6 months in.
Right.
Yeah, which means friendship will last forever.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So, here's your moment, 6 months. Milestone, time to air out any dirty laundry right now. You know, it's like now or else you can't do it anymore.
Oh, anymore. Yeah. 6 months is the limit. Okay.
Yeah. I got you. Kind of like when you buy something and you have only 30 days to return it.
Yeah. So 6 months to return it or you're done.
Yeah. And we're still having a good time. Good times.
Yeah, I get to see Amy more often than ever.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Now when we don't see each other often, it's weird.
It's weird. It's weird. Yep. Time really changes things.
Yeah, I'm starting to get separation anxiety. With
she dreams of me now.
I dream about you.
I'm now integrated in your life. That was the plan all along. Ha, ha, ha.
That's a wonderful plan.
It worked out great. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you already have it in your head?
Yeah. So, do you know the new Spider-Man movie that just came out?
Mm-hmm.
I went to see it. Yeah. Oh. And it is good. Have you seen the first one?
Yes.
Did you like the first one?
Yes.
You'll like the second one.
I feel like the first one was really long.
Well, you'll like the second one.
Okay, because it's short?
It's long, too. But, you know, I didn't think, like, it felt long. That's okay. Why. Like, when it was over, I was like, oh my.
Wow, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the reason I brought it up was mm-hmm. because my song is a song from the soundtrack.
Okay. Which is?
Which is... Oh, I have two, actually. I'll have to choose one and then add this one.
You can do them both.
No. Yeah, okay, yeah. So they're both from the album.
Okay.
And one of them is called Self-Love.
Self-Love.
You could just search Self-Love Spider-Man Across the Universe.
Okay.
And then the other one is Mona Lisa, Spider-Man Across the Universe.
Okay. What are their vibes?
It's like chill.
Okay.
Like driving on a nice sunny day. But, actually, no. Forget that. Driving in the city lights. At night. But a nice city.
Okay. That sounds great.
Driving at night.
I don't know what I was going to say.
I listened to your song and I liked it. From
which one?
Maisie Williams. Maybe it's not Maisie Williams. Maisie.
Peters. Oh, yeah, you liked it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad.
Oh, why am I clicking that? Yes.
Makes you so happy. Yeah. Okay. Mine.
Okay, yes.
I know, because I thought you were, Hayley Williams.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Paramore? Wait, is that what she's called? Is that her band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I was like, Pentatonix? Okay, my song recommendation is Harry and Sally by Charlie Pittman and Taylor Bickett.
Ooh. What's the vibes? Flowy?
Yeah, flowy.
I like that.
I think that's right.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening to this long episode.
Because this is our 6 months, so it has to be special.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's long. All right.
We'll see you next
time.
For who knows what.
We don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know what's next. Maybe six crowns is great.
Farewell.